Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE, English as a Second Language, Paper 2, Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. Where should the boy meet his mum?
Don't forget you've got an appointment today.
Are you going to pick me up from school to take me then?
I doubt I'll be able to get there early enough, especially as there are roadworks on the way there, you know, just by the entrance to the park.
I could get a bus into town and go straight to the dentist's then.
That's probably the most sensible option, and I'll take you home from there. Unless you fancy going to the cinema together once you've had your teeth checked.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Don't forget you've got an appointment today.
Are you going to pick me up from school to take me then?
I doubt I'll be able to get there early enough, especially as there are roadworks on the way there, you know, just by the entrance to the park.
I could get a bus into town and go straight to the dentist's then.
That's probably the most sensible option, and I'll take you home from there. Unless you fancy going to the cinema together once you've had your teeth checked.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Question 2. What did the girl do during the train journey?
How was Paris?
Great! We saw some amazing stuff. It took ages to get there, though.
I usually listen to music on long train journeys.
Me too. Or I sometimes play board games with my brother. But fortunately, he's in one of those phases where he feels too grown up to play them.
Why fortunately?
Well, I had a project that was due in the day after we arrived home, and I knew we'd be busy while we were away. I hardly even had time to read my book. So I managed to get that typed up.
How was Paris?
Great! We saw some amazing stuff. It took ages to get there, though.
I usually listen to music on long train journeys.
Me too. Or I sometimes play board games with my brother, but fortunately, he's in one of those phases where he feels too grown up to play them.
Why fortunately?
Well, I had a project that was due in the day after we arrived home, and I knew we'd be busy while we were away. I hardly even had time to read my book. So I managed to get that typed up.
Question 3. What will the boy do this evening?
Hi, Eddie. I'm just calling you about soccer training tonight. My mum and dad are going over to see my granddad after dinner because he's not feeling so well, so I'm being left in charge of my little sister. I'm pretty sure she'll just want to play her new football video game with me, which means I'll have to do my homework straight after school before my parents leave. Anyway, would you mind just letting the coach know and explaining why I'm not going to be there this week? Thanks, mate. Hi, Eddie. I'm just calling you about soccer training tonight. My mum and dad are going over to see my granddad after dinner because he's not feeling so well, so I'm being left in charge of my little sister. I'm pretty sure she'll just want to play her new football video game with me, which means I'll have to do my homework straight after school before my parents leave. Anyway, would you mind just letting the coach know and explaining why I'm not going to be there this week? Thanks, mate.
Question 4. Which school subject is the girl improving in?
We've just received your school report. It's looking really good.
Thanks, Dad.
You've managed to maintain the high grades you got previously, even in biology, which is great because it's your weakest subject.
Yeah, I've worked really hard in that, and in maths.
Well, it was worth it because your grade in that's actually risen. Music's just as good as always, of course.
Well, it is my favourite subject.
Sure, but geography's not, and you got the same top grade in that as last time. So well done. We've just received your school report. It's looking really good.
Thanks, Dad.
You've managed to maintain the high grade you got previously, even in biology, which is great because it's your weakest subject.
Yeah, I've worked really hard in that, and in maths.
Well, it was worth it because your grade in that's actually risen. Music's just as good as always, of course.
Well, it is my favourite subject.
Sure, but geography's not, and you got the same top grade in that as last time. So well done.
Question 5. How will the boy help his mum?
Dad's going to be back late, so I'm doing dinner tonight.
Okay. Do you need a hand with anything? I could do whatever. Even go to the store if you're short of something.
I think I've got everything I need, thanks.
So, should I clean the dishes after the meal's over?
Your sister's already said she'd do that, actually, and the vegetables are all cut up. I know you like doing that kind of thing. Well, how about setting the table? There's no need to put stuff out for Dad.
Sure.
Dad's going to be back late, so I'm doing dinner tonight.
Okay. Do you need a hand with anything? I could do whatever. Even go to the store if you're short of something.
I think I've got everything I need, thanks.
So, should I clean the dishes after the meal's over?
Your sister's already said she'd do that, actually, and the vegetables are all cut up. I know you like doing that kind of thing. Well, how about setting the table? There's no need to put stuff out for Dad.
Sure.
Question 6. Who will the girl see tomorrow?
What are you up to this weekend?
I'm really busy, actually. My older brother's back from university. We've postponed tomorrow's weekly trip to see my grandparents till the day after, so we can welcome him home. That means he'll get to see them too. In fact, there'll be quite a few of us there. My aunt and uncle are going over too, so it'll be great to see them, especially as my cousins will be with them. The girl's 16 like me, and the boy's a bit younger, but we all get on really well together.
What are you up to this weekend?
I'm really busy, actually. My older brother's back from university. We've postponed tomorrow's weekly trip to see my grandparents till the day after, so we can welcome him home. That means he'll get to see them too. In fact, there'll be quite a few of us there. My aunt and uncle are going over too, so it'll be great to see them, especially as my cousins will be with them. The girl's 16 like me, and the boy's a bit younger, but we all get on really well together.
Question 7. Which room has the man just finished decorating?
Hey, your kitchen's looking great.
Thanks. This was the room I redecorated first. I painted in here and liked it so much that I decided to do the rest of the house.
Good idea.
I've actually been sleeping in the living room while I've been doing the bedroom. But I got the last bit of painting done in there this morning, which is a relief.
I imagine.
So now there's just the bathroom left to do, which shouldn't take too long as it's pretty small.
Hey, your kitchen's looking great.
Thanks. This was the room I redecorated first. I painted in here and liked it so much that I decided to do the rest of the house.
Good idea.
I've actually been sleeping in the living room while I've been doing the bedroom, but I got the last bit of painting done in there this morning, which is a relief.
I imagine.
So now there's just the bathroom left to do, which shouldn't take too long as it's pretty small.
Question 8. How will the girl get to her drama club this evening?
Sorry, but I won't be able to drive you to drama club this evening. I'm working late. Could you go by bike instead?
The forecast's for rain, so I'd rather not. And it's much too far to walk. Don't worry, though. The girl who moved in over the road a few weeks ago, Alison, has started going to the drama club too. She said if I ever need a lift, just to let her know, because there's always room in their car.
Ah, okay. Well, that sounds a better solution than getting the bus. Sorry, but I won't be able to drive you to drama club this evening. I'm working late. Could you go by bike instead?
The forecasts for rain, so I'd rather not. And it's much too far to walk. Don't worry, though. The girl who moved in over the road a few weeks ago, Alison, has started going to the drama club too. She said if I ever need a lift, just to let her know, because there's always room in their car.
Ah, okay. Well, that sounds a better solution than getting the bus.
That is the end of exercise one. Now turn to exercise two. Exercise two. You will hear five short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear two friends talking about a firework display. Now look at questions 9 and 10.
That firework display was amazing.
I guess so.
I'm glad the weather wasn't as bad as predicted, so there were as many people there as usual. I can't get over the noise the fireworks made. My ears started ringing after about 5 minutes and went on for at least another 5 after the display had finished. I'm sure it wasn't like that last year.
Yeah.
You don't seem too enthusiastic about it.
I used to find firework displays scary but thrilling at the same time. But all I can think about now is how much they must disturb wildlife and contribute to global warming. Every possible risk of people getting hurt while watching them is taken into account, but not that.
That firework display was amazing.
I guess so.
I'm glad the weather wasn't as bad as predicted, so there were as many people there as usual. I can't get over the noise the fireworks made. My ears started ringing after about 5 minutes and went on for at least another 5 after the display had finished. I'm sure it wasn't like that last year.
Yeah.
You don't seem too enthusiastic about it.
I used to find firework displays scary but thrilling at the same time. But all I can think about now is how much they must disturb wildlife and contribute to global warming. Every possible risk of people getting hurt while watching them is taken into account. But not that.
You will hear two friends discussing a sailing course they both did. Now look at questions 11 and 12.
Our sailing course was great.
Sure was. Though the boat was smaller than I imagined.
Yeah, so it moved around a lot when you were getting in and out. It didn't take long to get used to it, though. What I needed lots of practice at doing was coming to a complete stop when you got to shore. Turning was straightforward compared to that.
True. The instructor was fantastic and has so much experience. She's actually sailed around the world. I wish she'd had time to tell us about it. It must have been a real adventure. Her instructions were so clear that even the students who needed the most help, who she rightly spent more time with, knew what to do.
Our sailing course was great.
Sure was. Though the boat was smaller than I imagined.
Yeah, so it moved around a lot when you were getting in and out. It didn't take long to get used to it, though. What I needed lots of practice at doing was coming to a complete stop when you got to shore. Turning was straightforward compared to that.
True. The instructor was fantastic and has so much experience. She's actually sailed around the world. I wish she'd had time to tell us about it. It must have been a real adventure. Her instructions were so clear that even the students who needed the most help, who she rightly spent more time with, knew what to do.
You will hear a girl leaving a message for a friend about a history presentation. Now look at questions 13 and 14.
Hi, Sarah. I'm calling because I need a hand with something. I finished the history presentation we had to do for homework. The only thing is, it's far too long, because I never expected to find so much information online, and I can't decide what I should take out. It's all in a logical order, so it shouldn't take long. Could you meet me sometime tomorrow to discuss it? The basketball match I was supposed to be playing in after lunch got cancelled, so what do you reckon about doing it then? I know you usually have a dance class before lunch, and we'll probably both be far too tired to think about schoolwork after dinner. Anyway, let me know. Hi, Sarah. I'm calling because I need a hand with something. I finished the history presentation we had to do for homework. The only thing is, it's far too long, because I never expected to find so much information online, and I can't decide what I should take out. It's all in a logical order, so it shouldn't take long. Could you meet me sometime tomorrow to discuss it? The basketball match I was supposed to be playing in after lunch got cancelled, so what do you reckon about doing it then? I know you usually have a dance class before lunch, and we'll probably both be far too tired to think about schoolwork after dinner. Anyway, let me know.
You will hear a man talking on a TV program about his work. Now look at questions 15 and 16.
On Working Lives this week, Alex Fisher is here to tell us about his career.
Well, rather than learning a trade straight after leaving school, I made the foolish decision to work for a food manufacturing company just to earn some money. It was incredibly dull, though, so I did end up at college and eventually became an electrician, so spend my week in various domestic properties around my area. I have my own business, so can choose how I organise my working week. I get to meet loads of different customers in every part of the town. And nothing gives me greater pleasure than sorting out whatever electrical issue it is that they might be having.
On Working Lives this week, Alex Fisher is here to tell us about his career.
Well, rather than learning a trade straight after leaving school, I made the foolish decision to work for a food manufacturing company just to earn some money. It was incredibly dull, though, so I did end up at college and eventually became an electrician, so spend my week in various domestic properties around my area. I have my own business, so can choose how I organise my working week. I get to meet loads of different customers in every part of the town, and nothing gives me greater pleasure than sorting out whatever electrical issue it is that they might be having.
You will hear a girl telling a friend about a new dance class she goes to. Now look at questions 17 and 18.
I've just started going to a great dance class.
Oh?
I've been wanting to start one for ages, but none of the ones I found online were at convenient times. Then I saw this poster in the local supermarket with information about it and a contact number. My cousin's really into dance too, so I told her about it and now we're going there together.
Great! So where do the classes happen?
In a place not far from the old station building.
I actually got lost trying to find it the first time I went there. But it's a proper dance studio, rather than being a hall that's used for music classes and all sorts of other things.
Oh, sounds good.
I've just started going to a great dance class.
Oh?
I've been wanting to start one for ages, but none of the ones I found online were at convenient times. Then I saw this poster in the local supermarket with information about it and a contact number. My cousin's really into dance too, so I told her about it and now we're going there together.
Great! So where do the classes happen?
In a place not far from the old station building. I actually got lost trying to find it the first time I went there, but it's a proper dance studio, rather than being a hall that's used for music classes and all sorts of other things.
Oh, sounds good.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now turn to exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a man called Henry Drayton giving a talk about how he organised a survey of local birds and animals called a nature watch. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the talk twice. Now look at questions 19 to 26.
Hello, I'm Henry Drayton. My talk today is about a survey of local wildlife I organised called A Nature Watch. The idea of counting and listing local wildlife came to me during a walk last year. It was a beautiful day and the first flowers of the year were emerging. What struck me was how quiet it was. Apart from the sound of some bees, there was silence. You don't necessarily expect to see lots of wildlife, but you do expect to hear birdsong. So, what's the point of a nature watch? Well, they're useful for many reasons, but my principal motivation was to get residents in my area to take more notice of the living things around them. A nature watch can also provide evidence for the need to preserve certain species, particularly if they're in danger of dying out. I couldn't organise the Nature Watch alone and was hoping environmental charities in my area would help. I was astonished to find none had been set up, but I had contacts at a few businesses nearby who offered to sponsor the survey and provide support with printing. I also approached local schools, but teachers were too busy to take part. Some friends agreed to help too. At our first planning meeting, I'd already listed local sites I thought we should record wildlife at, which were approved with little debate. Agreeing exactly when to do it, which should have been straightforward, took over an hour, though. We then reviewed online forms other groups had used to list wildlife. One was clearly better than the rest, so it was an easy decision. We used several ways to find volunteers to help carry out the survey. Advertising on local radio would have been highly effective if we could have afforded it, but we used social media and leaflets instead. I imagined the high-tech method would bring in loads of people, but it was the old-fashioned paper-based alternative that proved most successful. We decided against counting insects in the survey, although the colder weather had passed, so there were tons about at the time. Many of them look incredibly similar, and others fly off before you get a good look at them, so the results would have been inaccurate. When the day arrived, we spent 6 hours counting and listing all the species we found. Throughout that time, a total of 52 volunteers spotted 44 different creatures of one sort or another, 23 of which were birds. Nobody could quite believe how many there were. Interestingly, a local university got in touch recently. Inspired by our success, they'd decided to do more research on the area and wanted permission to use the data we'd generated in their publicity materials to attract financial support. I said yes, secretly hoping they'd ask me to become involved by working with students, which I'm afraid never happened. Thanks for listening.
Now you will hear the talk again.
Hello, I'm Henry Drayton. My talk today is about a survey of local wildlife I organised called A Nature Watch. The idea of counting and listing local wildlife came to me during a walk last year. It was a beautiful day and the first flowers of the year were emerging. What struck me was how quiet it was. Apart from the sound of some bees, there was silence. You don't necessarily expect to see lots of wildlife, but you do expect to hear birdsong. So, what's the point of a nature watch? Well, they're useful for many reasons, but my principal motivation was to get residents in my area to take more notice of the living things around them. A nature watch can also provide evidence for the need to preserve certain species, particularly if they're in danger of dying out. I couldn't organise the Nature Watch alone and was hoping environmental charities in my area would help. I was astonished to find none had been set up, but I had contacts at a few businesses nearby who offered to sponsor the survey and provide support with printing. I also approached local schools, but teachers were too busy to take part. Some friends agreed to help too. At our first planning meeting, I'd already listed local sites I thought we should record wildlife at, which were approved with little debate. Agreeing exactly when to do it, which should have been straightforward, took over an hour, though. We then reviewed online forms other groups had used to list wildlife. One was clearly better than the rest, so it was an easy decision. We used several ways to find volunteers to help carry out the survey. Advertising on local radio would have been highly effective if we could have afforded it, but we used social media and leaflets instead. I imagined the high-tech method would bring in loads of people, but it was the old-fashioned paper-based alternative that proved most successful. We decided against counting insects in the survey, although the colder weather had passed, so there were tons about at the time. Many of them look incredibly similar, and others fly off before you get a good look at them, so the results would have been inaccurate. When the day arrived, we spent 6 hours counting and listing all the species we found. Throughout that time, a total of 52 volunteers spotted 44 different creatures of one sort or another, 23 of which were birds. Nobody could quite believe how many there were. Interestingly, a local university got in touch recently. Inspired by our success, they'd decided to do more research on the area and wanted permission to use the data we'd generated in their publicity materials to attract financial support. I said yes, secretly hoping they'd ask me to become involved by working with students, which I'm afraid never happened. Thanks for listening.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now turn to exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear 6 people talking about their exercise routines. For questions 27 to 32, choose from the list A to H which idea each speaker expresses. Write the correct letter, A to H, on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There are 2 extra letters, which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now read statements A to H.
Speaker 1.
I think everyone should try to exercise, but any routine should be based on an individual's personal needs and not on some general program you can find on the internet. Some weeks I choose to do several different kinds of exercise and others just one. It depends how I'm feeling. Many clients at the gym I go to exercise to develop muscle power, but I'm interested in being able to run a long way rather than lifting hundreds of kilos.
Speaker 2.
Exercise is just as important to me as eating these days. I hardly did any until about a year ago, and since then, I've gradually increased the amount each month. I always seemed to think too much about how hard it was going to be, which stopped me doing it. I tried to do 3 or 4 different activities, but just one will do if for some reason I can't. I'm going to start writing down what I do each week sometime soon.
Speaker 3.
I'm lucky in that I get just as much from exercising on my own as with friends, which means I'm not dependent on others to keep fit. I do one form of exercise or another at least 3 times a week, with a 24-hour period of physical relaxation between each session. I've even posted a series of videos online to show others what I do in the hope that it'll motivate them to get plenty of exercise too.
Speaker 4.
I've played football and basketball for years, which keeps my strength and fitness at a reasonable level and improves my state of mind a bit too. A year ago, I decided to do more and started going for a run pretty much every day. I gave up after a couple of weeks because I found it so boring compared to team sports. They never tell you that in the videos about getting into running on the internet, do they?
Speaker 5.
Exercise has become increasingly important to me recently. It's not that I'm actually spending any more time each week doing it, but as I've taken on more responsibilities in life, I've noticed how it helps me deal with the stress that this brings. In fact, this is an equally important aspect of exercise as keeping fit. I've tried several different sports and activities over the years, but never all at once. My interests have gradually changed as I've grown older.
Speaker 6.
I exercise 5 times a week, usually in the form of running or cycling. I occasionally go with friends, but they tend to want to stop and rest every 5 minutes, which I find pretty irritating. My parents bought me a smartwatch, which tells you how much energy you've used and how far you've gone and so on. It's really helped to improve my motivation levels. I might join a gym soon too and work on my upper body strength.
Now you will hear the 6 speakers again. Speaker 1.
I think everyone should try to exercise, but any routine should be based on an individual's personal needs and not on some general program you can find on the internet. Some weeks I choose to do several different kinds of exercise and others just one. It depends how I'm feeling. Many clients at the gym I go to exercise to develop muscle power, but I'm interested in being able to run a long way rather than lifting hundreds of kilos.
Speaker 2.
Exercise is just as important to me as eating these days. I hardly did any until about a year ago, and since then, I've gradually increased the amount each month. I always seemed to think too much about how hard it was going to be, which stopped me doing it. I tried to do 3 or 4 different activities, but just one will do if for some reason I can't. I'm going to start writing down what I do each week sometime soon.
Speaker 3.
I'm lucky in that I get just as much from exercising on my own as with friends, which means I'm not dependent on others to keep fit. I do one form of exercise or another at least 3 times a week, with a 24-hour period of physical relaxation between each session. I've even posted a series of videos online to show others what I do in the hope that it'll motivate them to get plenty of exercise too.
Speaker 4.
I've played football and basketball for years, which keeps my strength and fitness at a reasonable level and improves my state of mind a bit too. A year ago, I decided to do more and started going for a run pretty much every day. I gave up after a couple of weeks because I found it so boring compared to team sports. They never tell you that in the videos about getting into running on the internet, do they?
Speaker 5.
Exercise has become increasingly important to me recently. It's not that I'm actually spending any more time each week doing it, but as I've taken on more responsibilities in life, I've noticed how it helps me deal with the stress that this brings. In fact, this is an equally important aspect of exercise as keeping fit. I've tried several different sports and activities over the years, but never all at once. My interests have gradually changed as I've grown older.
Speaker 6.
I exercise 5 times a week, usually in the form of running or cycling. I occasionally go with friends, but they tend to want to stop and rest every 5 minutes, which I find pretty irritating. My parents bought me a smartwatch, which tells you how much energy you've used and how far you've gone and so on. It's really helped to improve my motivation levels. I might join a gym soon too and work on my upper body strength.
That is the end of exercise 4. Now turn to exercise 5. Exercise 5. You will hear an interview with a woman called Joanna Walsh, who creates sculptures. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now look at questions 33 to 40.
With us today is Joanna Walsh. Joanna, you're a sculptor and someone who creates sculptures. What first interested you in this?
I'm someone who prefers doing to looking. So while school trips to exhibitions were enjoyable enough, they hardly made me want to have a go myself. Actually, producing a sculpture in art classes, though, well, that was a different story. And from the very first time I tried, I knew it was my thing. Funnily enough, I've recently watched a documentary about a famous sculptor who had a pretty similar experience.
So tell us about the first few sculptures you made.
Well, I'm not ashamed to admit that they were basically used food containers stuck together and painted. I was very much into dinosaurs at the time, so you can guess what I chose to make. I tried to make them as realistic as possible, and despite the materials I had to work with and the limited time available, I didn't do too bad a job.
You studied art at university, I believe.
Yes, and specialised in sculpture from the start. My lecturers generally wanted students to develop skills in a range of art forms, primarily painting, but could see I was only interested in sculpture, so let me get on with it. In fact, they pushed me to try out as many different styles as possible, including pieces that make it hard to recognise what the sculptor's trying to show.
You had your first exhibition not long after graduating. How was that?
It went well, but I was very nervous beforehand. I was too busy to even consider what the reviews for it would be like. A couple of my pieces were only half done just a week before the show opened, so I was occupied 24 hours a day trying to finish them. I managed, and it was well received by the public, although I heard a few people saying they weren't sure what the sculptures were.
How do you get ideas for your sculptures?
First, I have to know what story I want the sculpture to tell. Once I have an initial idea, which might come from sources as diverse as an animal I've seen in a documentary or a conversation I've had with another artist, I start getting some phrases down on paper. The sculpture never begins with a visual image or clear picture of the finished artwork, but with words.
Many of your sculptures have hands in them. Why is that?
They're incredibly tricky to create, largely because of their extraordinary flexibility and the numerous ways in which we can move them, so they really test my skills to the limit. But hands can say so much without the need for words, whether you know a particular language or not. This makes them the perfect means of expressing a message that anyone can understand.
Is there a material you particularly like to work with?
Wood. Although I find it far from the easiest material to get into the exact shape I'm looking for. I'm of the view that sculpture isn't just about how pleasing it is to look at. We should use other senses to enjoy it too. The gentle warmth you get when you put your hand on a wooden sculpture is exactly what I want from my work.
Any suggestions for people who'd like to try making sculptures?
An error many people make is to use feelings as a starting point, then attempt to express them in visual form. That's not going to work until you've developed a range of methods for controlling the shape of all the different materials you're likely to want to work with. Your unique style will emerge naturally once you've gained the practical skills needed.
Thanks, Joanna.
Now you will hear the interview again.
With us today is Joanna Walsh. Joanna, you're a sculptor, as someone who creates sculptures. What first interested you in this?
I'm someone who prefers doing to looking. So while school trips to exhibitions were enjoyable enough, they hardly made me want to have a go myself. Actually, producing a sculpture in art classes, though, well, that was a different story. And from the very first time I tried, I knew it was my thing. Funnily enough, I've recently watched a documentary about a famous sculptor who had a pretty similar experience.
So tell us about the first few sculptures you made.
Well, I'm not ashamed to admit that they were basically used food containers stuck together and painted. I was very much into dinosaurs at the time, so you can guess what I chose to make. I tried to make them as realistic as possible, and despite the materials I had to work with and the limited time available, I didn't do too bad a job.
You studied art at university, I believe.
Yes, and specialised in sculpture from the start. My lecturers generally wanted students to develop skills in a range of art forms, primarily painting, but could see I was only interested in sculpture, so let me get on with it. In fact, they pushed me to try out as many different styles as possible, including pieces that make it hard to recognise what the sculptor's trying to show.
You had your first exhibition not long after graduating. How was that?
It went well, but I was very nervous beforehand. I was too busy to even consider what the reviews for it would be like. A couple of my pieces were only half done just a week before the show opened, so I was occupied 24 hours a day trying to finish them. I managed, and it was well received by the public, although I heard a few people saying they weren't sure what the sculptures were.
How do you get ideas for your sculptures?
First, I have to know what story I want the sculpture to tell. Once I have an initial idea, which might come from sources as diverse as an animal I've seen in a documentary or a conversation I've had with another artist, I start getting some phrases down on paper. The sculpture never begins with a visual image or clear picture of the finished artwork, but with words.
Many of your sculptures have hands in them. Why is that?
They're incredibly tricky to create, largely because of their extraordinary flexibility and the numerous ways in which we can move them, so they really test my skills to the limit. But hands can say so much without the need for words, whether you know a particular language or not. This makes them the perfect means of expressing a message that anyone can understand.
Is there a material you particularly like to work with?
Wood, although I find it far from the easiest material to get into the exact shape I'm looking for. I'm of the view that sculpture isn't just about how pleasing it is to look at. We should use other senses to enjoy it too. The gentle warmth you get when you put your hand on a wooden sculpture is exactly what I want from my work.
Any suggestions for people who'd like to try making sculptures?
An error many people make is to use feelings as a starting point, then attempt to express them in visual form. That's not going to work until you've developed a range of methods for controlling the shape of all the different materials you're likely to want to work with. Your unique style will emerge naturally once you've gained the practical skills needed.
Thanks, Joanna.
That is the end of exercise 5. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the examination.